This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Governor Mark Gordon announced Monday that he's begun the process to end Wyoming's COVID-19 public health emergency declaration. The declaration will end on the 14th, 2 years after the pandemic was declared by the World Health Organization. The softball fields at Bicentennial Park were mentioned earlier this year in the commissioner's budget message as something that needed to be addressed, and now as the commission works on the budget, a decision will have to be made as to what kind of fixes and improvements will actually take place. The biggest issue is drainage of the fields. Cost estimates range on the low end of just under $6 million and at the high end of upwards of $12 million depending on the improvements. It's now up to the commission to make the final decision on which option to take and to find the funding for those improvements. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A Gillette man has been arrested on 3 counts of battery and felony aggravated assault after officers were called to Lakeside Liquors on a report of 2 men fighting. Video footage from the bar showed Tyrone Bonner punching a man in the face and then hitting him on the head with a bar stool. Bonner was found later at the Flying J on Highway 59 and was arrested after admitting he'd been involved in the fight. The 2021 Campbell County Festival of Lights was open to the public for 45 days over the holiday, and for the first time ever, a traffic counter was set up in Camplex Park. The average nightly attendance was 337 cars or 56 cars per hour. Parks and Rec can verify that 15,507 cars drove through the attraction, and given a conservative estimate, it means that the entire population of Gillette and then some actually saw the lights this past Christmas. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.